Mixed martial arts, a collision of two opponents leveling strikes, chokes, and joint locks as means of conquering one another. It's a calculated, violent, and reliably controversial sport that has grown widely in popularity over the past two decades. The fans are rowdy. The takedowns are hard. The fighters sometimes leave the cage seriously injured. In the early days of the sport, martial artists of a singular discipline would square off in Vale Tudo events, Shuto wrestling matches, or no-holds-barred fights. The sport was seen by many critics as sordid, a pastime for degenerates with an insatiable bloodlust. Even so, mixed martial arts gyms can be found almost anywhere these days, with practitioners from all walks of life, including one seemingly unlikely ballerina from Preston, Idaho. Casey Pierce studied ballet for 11 years before trading in her ballet slippers for 4-ounce gloves.
There's a lot of common ground, so much common ground. It's kind of crazy.
After 3 years of training, Casey won the Mountain Force MMA amateur strawweight title on June 23rd, 2018. Her coach, Stephen Page, says her history in ballet and pure determination are critical reasons for her success.
And that's why she's such a great martial artist. Like, her kicks are so great, her body movement is so on point, and her footwork is amazing just because she's so good at dance.
Casey was introduced to the sport by her ballet instructor, who moonlights as a photographer at local MMA events. She invited Casey to help her take photos at a local night of fights in 2016. She was immediately taken with the sport of combat.
I was helping her take pictures of him, and I was like, that looks so cool. And she's like, you should try it. I'm like, okay. So then I tried it, and here we are today.
For Casey, her history in ballet and dance competition is a powerful tool in MMA. Along with strength and leg dexterity, there is an often unseen grit in ballet that is in direct parallel with combat sports.
You're on your toes all the time. And ankles-wise, that it strengthens your ankles up. Some stuff you do in dance, you still do in martial arts, but they're just called different things.
Steven says larger MMA promotions are already expressing interest in Casey, despite only having an amateur record of 2 wins and 0 losses.
You know, a lot of amateurs, they want 10, 12 fights. They're already looking at her and like, no, she's good. She's already at a high level. And it's just because of her background with dance and ballet and tumbling. It's amazing.
Casey says her title fight in June was also about fighting for others. After one of her closest friends died by suicide, Casey took a step back from fighting.
I was a wreck. We were like sisters.
After some reflection, Casey decided to honor her friend's memory through MMA, to fight for those who feel they have no one in their corner.
That happening made it more of a push, just because of the fact that I don't want anybody to ever feel like they don't have anybody, and so that was just a really big push.
Mountain Force MMA dedicated their fight card in June to the late Pat Reeves, a Utah-based mixed martial artist who passed away on February 12, 2018, boasting 46 professional MMA fights.
The fight was even more significant because the fight night was actually in honor of someone who was a fighter. His name was Pat Reeves, and he passed away due to suicide also.
Casey plans to have her next fight sometime in October. In the meantime, Casey is sharpening her martial arts skills while providing a beacon of light for those around her who may feel they are trapped in the darkness.
Everyone needs to know that there's always somebody fighting for you, even if you don't know it and you don't see it and you don't believe it. There always is somebody fighting for you. And I'll always fight for whoever is around me and for whoever I come in contact with.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Jackson Wilde.